You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
With the track Get Desperate, we're going to be chatting about Jed's Christmas show, which is happening tomorrow at the Basement Theatre. Stick around.
So, you've reached the end. You arrive each week, but here you are again. The cash has disappeared. Because money makes the world go round. Get hungry for it, or we'll go hungry for it. Is the pantry's getting empty and our bank accounts low? Is the pantry's getting empty and our bank account low? Again, see your girlfriend's packed up all her things, but you know she ain't going far today. You're both way beyond complacent, 'cause you're talking about settling down, gonna save her for a nice ring. Lusty conversation. Because money makes the world go round. Get hungry for it, or we'll go hungry for it. 'Cause the pantry's getting empty and our bank account's low. 'Cause the pantry's getting empty and our bank account's low. Because money makes the world go round. Get hungry for it, or we'll go hungry for it. 'Cause the pantry's getting empty and our bank account's low. 'Cause the pantry's getting empty and our bank account's low.
Get Desperate by Jed Parsons, who's in the studio. Morena Jed, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's nice to see you blaze it up with your hair, like, looking floppy and fabulous.
Well, it's a special occasion. It's the absolute pinnacle of my career, being on the morning show on BFM. So
we love to have you
here. So I like to get dressed up for that sort of thing.
Well, welcome back to the studio. We're here to talk about something very special and quite audacious, a very Jed Parsons Christmas on the 1st of August.
1st of August, right through to the 4th, yeah.
That's tomorrow for the rest of the week. It is distinctly not Christmas time, Jed. What's going on here?
Well, that's been pointed out to me a lot. People said what a silly idea it was. I told them to get stuffed. As it turns out, yeah, it is a bit of a hard sell selling Christmas in August. But my theory was that come August, you're either missing Christmas or you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's that midpoint.
Exactly.
Stressful midpoint.
I just wanted to beat the big shopping malls at the Christmas hype. And
yeah.
I think I'm officially the first to be getting the world ready for it.
I would say so. You're yet to hear a jingle in a supermarket.
Yeah.
But we could hear a jingle at Basement Theatre. What's the world of the Jed Parsons Christmas show like?
Jed Parsons' Christmas show, basically, I'm playing a character. It's definitely not me. It's not me. Who's extremely confident. Basically, some people know me as the somewhat earnest singer-songwriter, perhaps. Last year, I decided it would be time for me to try crack the Christmas market, and I put on a show in Christchurch, which went very well. It's sort of... it's sort of a music show, but descends into, you know, some people's understanding of it as comedy.
Yes.
Whether that was the purpose or not, that's up to everyone else to decide.
That is immaterial, perhaps. Yeah.
So that show went very well, and so I'm filled with confidence now, hence why I'm in a foreign city trying to put four nights on in a theatre.
I appreciate Auckland being referred to as a foreign city this morning, very glamorous metropolis.
Well, we did fly overseas to get here.
Eh? You did indeed, cook straight, nice stuff. It has been a sort of an interesting thing to see from afar. I was in Christchurch almost on the day after you'd done your Christmas show, and I was actually really gutted to miss it because I heard very good things about it from many people. I am still intrigued by the audacity of being like, August. Are you bringing that same Christmas show? Are you bringing what worked, what didn't work? What's the vibe?
Well, to be honest, I haven't run the show since the 23rd of December, and I can't remember any of it. So we'll see. It may be the same show. It may be completely different. I think I'm going to go for the same show. There's a couple of new songs, a couple of new bits in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And are we expecting Christmas music? Is this what's going to be happening?
It's mostly original Christmas music.
Original?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's, there's commentary. The latest song I've written is this hit single called Just Cash, which is, you know, you get given all this nonsense for Christmas, don't you? But really all you want is just cash.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. Cutting to the point. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a few Christmas bangers in there, some classics towards the end for people to sing along to if they feel in the Christmas mood.
I love it. I think, you know, there's never too early to get in the festive spirit.
That's what I reckon.
That's a hot take.
I might walk that back in possibly 3 months' time when we do start hearing the first Christmas songs in the supermarket. But I think at the Basement Theatre, this is going to be a good world to step into. Is it just you, Jed? Have you got any friends popping up with you? Or?
Yeah, it's just me. I will have a friend who's volunteered to play the Christmas elf who pisses himself. So,
beautiful.
It's quite the role to volunteer to play.
It's a big role, and he doesn't understand that the reason he's got that role is because it was a dreadful role to play.
Nice.
When I did the Christchurch show. So he doesn't really know what he's in for yet, but we'll explain that to him today, perhaps.
That's all right. Maybe he's listening right now. He might already be dreading it somewhat.
Revelations.
So heading along tomorrow, what time is it all kicking off, Jed?
That's a very, very good question. I've seen 8 p.m.
That's what
somewhere.
I can see here too.
Great.
Yes. Yeah, that is what I've got.
Let's say, 8 p.m. I don't know if that's when the show starts or when the doors open. Arrive at 7:45 to be safe, I reckon.
I reckon. Have a drink at the bar. It's a good bar there.
That's a good idea. In fact, arrive at 7 and have 2 drinks. Support the local
help
scene.
You get in the festive spirit,
yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah, you'll need it.
Jed, thank you so much for coming in and chatting about your Christmas show, which is going to be extremely fun. A very Jed Parsons Christmas. I think it's what people don't know they need at the moment. You know?
I think you're right.
You are bringing the people what they want, perhaps. It's going to be lots of fun, though. We're going to play Sad Together. This is actually the video version, and I do highly recommend anyone who hasn't watched the video for this goes and checks it out, especially if they're trying to maybe understand the vibe of tomorrow.
This
is a good kind of step into that world. Jed, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been lovely.
Have a great run at the Basement this week.
Cheers.
I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, Jed Parsons, it's never going to happen. You could give me all the flowers in the world and you still couldn't buy my love.
From the moment
you've got to wake up, get your head out of the clouds and grow up. I never want to see you again.
Hang on, please.
Goodbye, Jed Parsons.
Please! I've got to... biscuits.
Sad together, we get mad together to the point where one could scream. When we get sad together, well, it feels like never's when we'll realize the dream. We sometimes find ourselves stumbling through darkness. We get banned together from revered and other than what we're supposed to be. We get sad together, cause sometimes it's true that things are not the way they seem. And when we find ourselves stumbling through dark, but we're good together, and it's true, we've always been. So when we're sad together, we're at least together, and that's all we really need. And when we find ourselves stumbling through darkness, we might fall, but we won't ever stay down too long.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.